Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Just 2 weeks before Boston's mayoral election, Mayor Marty Walsh is defending his record on dealing with racial inequities. A new NAACP report says Walsh has not kept his promises to communities of color. Although Walsh disagrees, some community leaders say the report is a confirmation of what they're experiencing. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Among the vendors at Black Market in Dudley Square, Mayor Walsh gets mixed reviews. This weekend, an NAACP report faulted Walsh over an array of policies, from the lack of diversity in the fire department to little progress in the unemployment rate of blacks and Hispanics. For vendor LaCarl Russell of Roxbury, there's one thing Walsh lacks when compared to his predecessor, Tom Menino.
Oh, Menino was the people's person. Marty Walsh, on the other hand, is certain people's person. You know what I mean? Menino was in the guts. We consider Roxbury like the guts of Boston. You know what I mean? Menino was down here.
You want to see that from Marty Walsh?
I would love to see that from Marty Walsh.
Despite strong pledges from Mayor Walsh to support minority-owned businesses, the NAACP report finds that since he's become mayor, the city has provided increasingly less monetary support for minority and women-owned businesses. Kai Grant opened Black Market without any help from the city, but now she says she's working with the Walsh administration to expand the business, and she gives the mayor high marks.
And I believe that his administration really wants to take, you know, the heart of Boston, which is Roxbury. It's literally the geographical center, and really resuscitate it to in a sense. And I say that to a degree because there's always vibrancy coming out of Roxbury. You know, nobody has to come and save us. We can save ourselves.
The NAACP report card grades the Walsh administration in four areas. For economic development and public safety, he gets a D. For Boston Public Schools and diversity among city staff, he gets a C. The word failure appears 22 times in the 175-page report card. It whacks Walsh on not implementing a police body camera program, on not retaining black teachers, and on not pressing companies to diversify. But the NAACP report gives Walsh credit for trying.
If we look at just the efforts, the mayor gets really great grades.
Shagun Idawu is third vice president at the NAACP's Boston branch. He managed the report card study.
Because, you know, for a lot of these areas, the mayor has made a concerted effort to change conditions for people of color in the city.
Idawu says the report card calls attention to issues Walsh himself identified. The criticism is meant to be constructive, he says, and the report should offer guidance.
You know, should the mayor still be mayor after November 7th, this is a blueprint for how to make things better for people of color in the city.
The Walsh administration disputes some of the report's findings as inaccurate, and it points to several of the mayor's initiatives, ranging from the creation of an economic development cabinet to a new diversity officer at City Hall. Walsh says he spoke about the report card yesterday morning with NAACP Chief Tanisha Sullivan.
Sullivan this morning, I gave her a call, to say to her, you know, I'm going to continue to do my work as mayor. I'm proud of the housing we've built. I'm proud of the diversity numbers we've made as far as the command staff, the police department, and made some good progress in a lot of areas. But you never settle.
On affordable housing, the report gives Walsh a B for effort and a D for results. While the mayor created the Office of Housing Stability to prevent displacement, the report finds the creation of affordable housing has been low compared to the amount of high-end housing. Dorchester community organizer Mella Miles says her alliance with Marty Walsh dates back to his years as a state rep. Now Miles says Boston is experiencing a gentrification crisis, and she thinks the mayor lacks a sense of urgency.
Boston is one of the fastest gentrifying cities in the entire United States. And the rents have become unmanageable. And personally, my rent went up $700 in 3 years. And those kind of things need to be addressed.
Walsh has pursued legislation seeking to collect data and provide resources to people facing eviction. But 3.5 years into the Walsh administration, Miles says she would like to have seen more results. Walsh says there are lessons to be learned in the report card, and he says he's going to study it closely in the days ahead. But Walsh points out that Boston's racial inequities did not start on his watch.
You're talking decades of inconsistencies in hiring practices and in policies, both nationally and locally, setting people back and not truly advancing people. And I think that, you know, we take this report and don't look at it as a criticism. Look at it as a way to build upon.
And Walsh says that's what he plans to do as mayor. He hopes in a second term after next month's election. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.